September, well, you know, if for your thrift savings plan, not bad. All the funds are earning positive returns. It's only the third time this year that that's happened. And joining us is Tom Trabucco from the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, nice to have you here.
It's good to be with you again.
Did you survive the rainy weekend? I'm building an ark. I don't know about you.
Well,
you know, how many Mageddons? We had Snowmageddon, Rainmageddon, Heatmageddon. I mean, my goodness, we're trying to just get through. But
unbelievable. But through it all, as you noted, the stock market came through.
Yeah, my goodness. A nice contrast to August.
That's right. After the worst August in 9 years, stocks kicked off September with a big rally, and the gains continued for the rest of the month. The C Fund was up almost 3% on the first day of September after manufacturing activity for August was reported as surprisingly strong. Stocks went on to record their best September in 71 years.
Wow.
And the C Fund ended up the month up 8.9%. The S Fund was up 11.5%. Small stocks fared even better than the larger ones in the C Fund. And the I Fund was also a strong performer, up 9.8%, benefiting from foreign currency strength. As you know, the dollar index fell, and when that happens, it works to the benefit of I Fund investors.
Well, the I Fund has been had a bumpy year. And with Greece and all the other stuff going on, but for the 12-month period, it's up more than 3%.
That's right. Yeah, for the year to date, it's positive, which it hasn't been for quite a while.
Yeah.
Because of that big boost this past month. So, you know, if things keep performing like this, we'll be able to put that financial meltdown and real estate bubble past the rearview mirror and start moving forward again.
And the G Fund, which, as you and Mike Causey always like to say, never has a bad day, did fine.
That's right. Both the G Fund and the F Fund were up 0.17%. That's just a coincidence that those two are up the same amount. But they're both positive. And on the L funds, we have a coincidence, but it's one that is not simply coincidental. The L Income Fund and the L 2010 Fund both showed returns of 2% last month, but that's because both now have the same asset allocation. The L 2010 Fund has rolled down into the L Income allocation, and we'll be starting up the 2050 Fund in January of 2011.
And as always, the L funds are where I call them the set it and forget it. You can basically, it's autopilot, sort of. You choose when you're going to start pulling the money out, and then it automatically adjusts your allocation, bond and stock, based on how close you are to tapping that money. So if you're tapping it nearer term, there's a lot less volatility.
That's exactly right. And consequently, there is, in general, lower growth potential. Less volatility, as you say.
Less up, but less down.
That's right. And so this month in the 2020 fund, it was up 5.54, L2030, 6.77, and L2040, 7.76. That nice little stepladder effect that we like to see in those funds.
And one of the nice things is both for the 12-month period and for the year-to-date numbers, no red in there.
That's right. All positive. No minus signs, no parentheses, no red, nothing showing things not going well. So we get a good report for September.
And for folks who are in this kind of month as opposed to last month, I mean, we always say, you know, even in not only in the bad times but in the good times, this is a long-term investment. Think about it in terms of not tomorrow or next month, but think about it in terms of when you're tapping that money, which can be, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now.
That's right. And you can look backwards as well as forwards. If it sometimes makes you a little bit feeling better. I know we've all heard recently that this has been a decade of no gains in the stock market. But if you go back and take a look over the last decade now, you'll see that's not entirely true. That the first we had the dot-com bubble, which was back in 2000 to 2002, but we made that up between 2003 and 2007 as long as people stayed invested in the stock market. Same thing with 2008. We had big hits because of the financial meltdown and the real estate bubble. The CS&I funds were down 37%, 38%, and 42% in that 1 year. But now they've come back in 2009, came back to the tune of 27%, 35%, and 30%, and now back up so far this year, 9%, 11%, and 9%. So we're gaining ground that we lost and getting closer to where we were.
And we haven't passed that loss in 2008 isn't gone yet.
Not quite. But if things continue this year, it should be. And with some luck, if you stayed in the stock funds or the F fund, and you can continue contributing, you were able to take advantage of dollar cost averaging as the values of those funds went down, and we get back up to where they were, except that you've bought them cheaper this time around.
Yeah, so you got more bang for your buck.
That's right.
Which is always exactly what you're trying to do.
That's right.
And so what happens, will there be at some point where the L2010 won't even be on our chart?
That's correct. Yeah, come January, we'll take that off the chart, and our L income fund will be followed by the L2020.
So come January, we'll have a new one, the L2050.
That's right. That's
right. Oh my goodness, 2050 seems so far away.
It does, but it's not.
thank you.
Not for a long-term investor.
Thank you. We all feel much better now. Tom Trabucco, he is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.